relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
6 days to go of the 15 to break the back of the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. Did you catch the president's coronavirus briefing last night? It was the best so far. A masterful explication of the fight so far, what we are doing to win, and the great news coming out of the CDC and NIH today, just a few moments ago. The president, the vice president, Dr. Birx, and also the surgeon general held a virtual town hall from the Rose Garden, moderated by Fox News, with people around the nation asking them questions. We have audio from both of those, some very, very important statistics. I'm going to just share one of them right now that everybody needs to file away, and I will be repeating it again and again and again. 80 to 90% of everybody being tested for the Chinese coronavirus doesn't have it. Doesn't have it. They've got a runny nose. They've got the regular flu or something else. 90% of those who have it, 98% have recovered. 98% have recovered from the coronavirus. And perhaps most stunning of all, this was from today's virtual town hall. This was Dr. Birx, Ambassador Birx, and the president reiterating it because it was such a phenomenal statistic. The United States has tested more people for the Chinese coronavirus in the last 8 days than South Korea tested in the last 8 weeks. We are getting things done to protect this nation, but the fight continues. Why? Because of the obstructionists and the propagandists. The media is trying to blame the president for a death of an old man who took a form of aquarium cleaning agent because he thought it was chloroquine. As my good friend Chris Plant says on his morning show, every day is an IQ test. Carbon monoxide not the same as carbon dioxide. If a box has the skull and crossbones of poison on it, it's probably not a medicine if it says this is for getting parasites out of fish in your fish tank. God bless that man's soul. Help his wife to recover, his widow. But the idea that that is the responsibility of a president who is fighting for you, you have no right to call yourself a journalist. We'll get to that a little bit later. But even more reprehensible is what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are doing. They are delaying again the package meant to help suffering Americans. I wanted to play it yesterday, but it was such a packed program. And today we have Congressman Doug Collins. We have Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services Eric Hargan with us. We have Sean Davis of The Federalist, Joe Concha, and the great Clay Travis. It's going to be a packed program today, but I owe it to my Salem colleague for what he did yesterday. This was Hugh Hewitt's response from his morning show on what the Democrats are doing to you, my fellow Americans. And it was masterful. Let's listen to my fellow faculty member, Hugh Hewitt. Cut. Is it? Which cut? You've got it? Cut 12. Play.
Never forget, when the country needed the Congress most, at a moment of desperation for employees and businesses alike, Senate Democrats and House Democrats, led by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, stopped the rescue package cold and put partisan calculations of party ahead of country. That is fact. That is not up for debate. It was 47-47 to advance the bill to where it could be voted on. You need 60 votes. And not one Democrat voted to advance the rescue package of $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion. Let Rome burn. That was the Democrats last night. Let Rome burn. Call up Chuck Schumer. Call up Dick Durbin. Do not threaten. Do not use profanity. And tell them how despicable that is that they chose to let Rome burn. The whole freaking world economy depends upon our economy. And Democrats chose to let the world burn. Like shooting the tires out of an ambulance. That's what the Democrats did last night. Never forget. Never forget what they did last night.
Unusual levels of passion from Hugh, but totally and utterly justified. Let me share with you why they blocked it. Let me share with you. We now have the facts. I have them in my hands, thanks to the Washington Times. What the Democrats are trying to stuff into that $2 trillion package that's meant to help you. Those people who've lost their jobs, those companies, those small and medium-sized companies that are going under. Here's just a small list of what they wish to do. Number one, Nancy Pelosi wants $35 million for the Kennedy Arts Center in Washington, D.C. Now, don't get me wrong. When I worked in the White House as a deputy assistant to the president, I could book the presidential box at the Kennedy Center. I could take my family there anytime. But I couldn't care less. The Kennedy Center could be shuttered and closed for the rest of my life if it were to save one American from the coronavirus. But Nancy Pelosi wants $35 million of your money to go to the Arts Center here in D.C. as part of the coronavirus package. They want labor unions to get a seat on the board of directors of airline companies that are given money. They want to raise the minimum wage to $15 per hour for any business that is getting money from the government to save that company. Oh, and it cancels all the debt owed by the U.S. Postal Service, all $11 billion. Why? What has the post office got to do with saving America? Why? Because they want the postal union workers' votes. That's what they want. Oh, and where did that trillion, where did that $11 billion come from? You. And they want to write it off. Oh, and then under this, you'll like this, under the heading Green New Deal Priorities, AOC's Green New Steel is now in the coronavirus aid package, thanks to the Democrats. Why? Oh, because they want all airlines that receive financial assistance to offset their carbon emissions on domestic flights by 2025. Because that'll save lives, right? If your grandmother's dying right now, let's make sure there are carbon offsets for Delta Airlines. It includes tax breaks for solar and wind energy companies. And the most insidious of all, it requires, under the heading, federalizing elections. Federalizing elections? We're a state. We're a republic of states. They want to tell states how to run their elections, including the nationalization of ballot harvesting, same-day registration, and no-excuse voting by mail. What has that got to do with the coronavirus? Nothing. It's about stealing the next election. Ballot harvesting. Do you know what ballot harvesting is? It was made legal in California in 2016. It means anybody without verification can collect the remote votes of voters and deliver them to a polling station with no accreditation, no checks, no verification. It's called stealing your republic. And that's what the Democrats care about more than your safety. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, indeed. Very well. Now, more than ever, as people stay at home, you want a reliable source of information. And that is why my Salem colleagues and I are here for you. But whilst you tune in, I also need to ask you something. Right now, we're all consumed with the impact of the Chinese coronavirus on our nation and in each of our towns. It's unnerving to walk into your local grocery store and for the first time in your life, maybe, see empty shelves or at least items that you want and that need to be restocked. That, however, is a way of life in some parts of the world, including not far from America in the nation of Guatemala, which right now in our hemisphere has the worst malnutrition of all. We have less than a week to go in our Food for the Poor campaign to rush food and fresh, clean drinking water to the hungry children and their families in Guatemala. The favor I'm asking of you right now is please go to my website and watch the video of these children who are suffering, the actual families in Guatemala that we will assist with your help. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Feed the Starving Families banner after you've watched that video, and then make a donation in any amount, please, any amount. $27 provides food and water for a whole month for a family of four, but any donation makes a difference. You can call them if you prefer on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Or just go to sebgorka.com and be a modern missionary today. Thank you. Let's return to what happened last night and today. We have some excellent audio. We're going to take your calls in a moment on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But I watched the whole, I didn't think it was going to be as long as it was. I think it was about 2 hours long. The president's coronavirus response team's briefing last night from the White House. And after about the first 15, 20 minutes of questions, I realized something. And I gave Eric a bit of extra work that he diligently executed. I said, could you just watch the whole thing again and transcribe for me the questions that were asked of the president by the members of the press corps? Because it's so telling. And I have them in front of me, and I'm going to read you a few. Because there was a very clear pattern. None of the questions were from people who are concerned, sharing the plight of their fellow Americans, wishing to be supportive, transmitting the information their fellow Americans need. It was combative. It was negative. It was undercutting and undermining. Here are just a couple of samples, just so you understand. When the president says the fake news, not the media, the fake news are the enemy of the American people, you understand what he means. One of the first questions. I'm trying to reconcile the two things you just said, that things are going to get bad and that you want the country to get better as quickly as possible. So if in a week, Dr. Birx or Dr. Fauci are telling you we need to continue those measures for the health of the vulnerable populations of the country, are you going to say, sorry, the economy is too important? What is the meta there? What is the objective of that question? It's to put a wedge between the president and his medical team. And as the president responded, well, not at all. Not at all. We have to save the economy. And if we can get back to work, if we've isolated the spread, then we can protect the elderly, the vulnerable, keep them following the social distancing or in isolation as America gets back to work. But that's not what the audience in the press gallery wanted to hear. Next question. You said it's likely to be weeks, not months, before you ease the guidelines. Have any of the doctors on your team told you that's the right path to pursue? Well, guess what? It's not their decision. They're there to give medical advice. They're not there to save the U.S. economy. Again, what's the purpose? To force a wedge between the president and his team. This one's great. Could you explain why a $2 trillion economic stimulus is needed if you're going to reopen the economy in a period of weeks, not months? Well, I guess nothing's happened to the economy for that journalist. I guess no companies have gone under. I guess we haven't seen a skyrocketing of unemployment figures in America. So who needs an aid package? You can just stay unemployed because you're pleb, unlike me, member of the White House Correspondents Association. And then targeting Dr. Birx. Do you agree with the president's push to reopen the country? Not her call. And again, what's the goal? It's trying to separate the commander-in-chief from his team. Where is Dr. Fauci? Why is he not in this briefing? Was a constant refrain. The fact that he was concurrently on the coronavirus task force meeting was, of course, not a relevant answer to the press corps. You're talking about social distancing among our reporters, us reporters, and one of our own has come down with the coronavirus. Even if someone does come down in the White House press corps, would you pledge that you'd keep this room open? Sorry? Since when is it the job of the American president to pledge to a journalist anything? Because, what, they're the ones that he reports to? Does he report to random members of the White House press corps? Oh, and don't close this room, because we're too important. Don't you understand, America? And then we have the last one I'm going to share with you. You've been laudatory of some Democratic governors. You mean Democrat? governors, try English. If you get this stimulus bill through, will you extend that bipartisanship to Pelosi and invite her to the signing ceremony? Right, because that's the important thing, isn't it? As people are at home trying to work out if they can pay for the groceries, they want to know if Nancy Pelosi is going to be invited to the signing ceremony for the aid package. Fake news, not journalists. Collectively, just a bunch of hacks. Giving you the facts, pushing back on the propaganda. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next, 833-334-6752. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Some of my colleagues, they're acting like a-holes. I'm sorry, I'm not saying they mean to, but nonetheless, they're killing it. They're just throwing in every special interest, political want, not need, thinking that they can ram it through because we're too scared to vote against it.
That is Senator Kennedy being Senator Kennedy. He does have a way with words. You're back with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump on the Salem Radio Network here with America First. If you're a member of our America First family, and those of you listening to us, and hi, John, very nice photograph you sent us of our YouTube streaming up on your massive smart TV, looking very cool. If you're part of our family, please exploit my connections mercilessly. Mike Lindell, our guest host, great American patriot, has offered you 60% deep, deep discounts, deeper than he's ever offered anywhere on TV or radio. If you use my name at MyPillow.com, he sold 45 million of his incredible pillows. They never lose their shape. They never get hot. They have a 10-year warranty. They're just superlative. Go now to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Special code G-O-R-K-A. And to my listener out there, Mike, you know who you are. You said I don't need to thank you, but I need to thank you. Mike chopped down a sapling, kiln-dried it, refinished it and stained it, and after my knee operation sent me the coolest, it's not even a walking stick, it's like a staff like Gandalf would have. It's about 6 foot high, and he mailed it to me, and it is epic, my friend. When I'm back walking my dog, Killian, I'm going to take that with me as my secondary form of coyote medicine, if you know what I mean. Let's go to your calls. Thank you, Mike. 833-33-GORKA, 833-334-6752. Let's go to Lori, our friend in Pennsylvania. Welcome back, Lori.
Dr. G, I'm so glad you took my call. I'm so thankful for the work that you and your staff do every single day.
Thank you.
So grateful. Here's the thing. In the short time I've been on hold, I have received no less than 3 different texts from the Republican Party requesting my donations based on the seditious, and I don't use the word lightly, activities of Schumer and Pelosi. Mm-hmm. And I am completely on board to the idea that the things they are pushing, and it's hard to keep the obscenities from the stream of invective, it's absolutely seditious. But why should we contribute to the Republicans? I'm desperate to get the message out to the Republican Party. You must not cave to a Trojan horse New Green Deal for this. Dr. Gorka, please let me continue. My husband and I are both turning 60 this year. In all candor, we have been on the sidelines of the Trump economy for reasons that were no one's fault. And I don't care if we go down, me and my husband, because of this. We as a country, we need to get back to work. If the Democrats think they can hold me and my husband over some kind of a manhole here, they are dealing with people. They have no idea who they're dealing with. We're not giving in, okay? Never, ever are we caving to their crap.
Lori?
So please, will the Republicans...
Lori. When is my 8 seconds up? Are we back? Give me Lori back.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's all right. We just got some federal rules we have to obey here.
No. I understand.
You know, this is very powerful. This is very, very important. Hang on, Lori. You got to stop now. You got to stop now. You got to stop now.
All right.
This is the message. I think you've got it. I mean, your willingness to suffer even more to stop the blackmail of the Democrats and to make sure the Republicans don't cave. I think everybody listening right now, send that message. If you're in a Republican district, send it to your congressman, send it to your senator. Talk about it. This is the attitude. This is the American way. We will not be bullied, and we will not be blackmailed. Stay on the line, Lori. I need to talk to you offline. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Now more than ever, Patriot Mobile is here to support you and help you stay connected with your family and your loved ones. That's why Patriot Mobile have reduced all of their cell phone plans and pricing for a limited period. There has never been a better time to make the easy switch to Patriot Mobile. Keep your same phone number, your phone, or buy a new one. There are no contracts, no hidden fees. These are the good guys. They're experts at activating your phone, transferring all of your information, your contacts, and even your photos seamlessly. Call their U.S.-based team at 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Use the promo code Gorka to get your activation fees waived and get an additional free gift and lower pricing for a limited time. Again, these are the good guys. They don't fund left-wing interest groups like Verizon, like AT&T, like Sprint. Patriot Mobile stands by and supports the Constitution. Call 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Now, more than ever, conservatives need to stick together. We'll be talking to the Department of Health and Human Services next here on America First.
Well, I think the Dow was helped by the fact that they, you know, there were theories that we were going to stay out for 4 or 5 months, and you can't do that. You'd destroy our country if you did a thing like that. And we're going to be opening relatively soon. Our time comes up on Monday or Tuesday, the allotted 2 weeks, but we'll stay a little bit longer than that. But we want to get open very soon. I think that was a big reason it's gone up. We're opening up this incredible country because we have to do that. I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
That was the president talking just before we started today's show in a virtual town hall, if you will, from the Rose Garden. hosted by Fox News. Big, big news. The president has prioritized getting America back on its feet. Maybe by Easter. We have 6 days left until the 15 days expires on halting the spread of the virus. Who better to talk to than Deputy Secretary of the Health and Human Services Department, Eric Hagen. Eric, welcome back to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Good to be back.
So this has been the real debate. This has been the equation everybody's been grappling with for the last week. What is the right answer for containing the spread of the Chinese coronavirus, but also not doing any more permanent damage to an American economy that is feeling the pain greatly today? It looks as if the president, you members of his team, are starting to draw a conclusion as to the right answer to that equation.
Exactly. And you see, the president has leaned forward on this issue about getting America back to work by Easter. I think, some people outside here in D.C. have already referred to it as, working towards an American resurrection.
Yes.
So, definitely working with the holy day. The question I think that we're going to have to answer in there is that as we watch this 15-day plan and see how it is slowing the spread of the disease, we are going to, obviously at HHS, we're going to provide top medical advisors to the president and the data to get to him to make the decisions that are made on behalf of the federal government. We have to make sure that we give him the best medical advice, but on the other hand, he's the president not just of HHS, but of the whole country. He has to make decisions based on the goods of all of the needs of the people. So an important element in this time with this terrible viral outbreak is to pay attention to those issues, and he is. And he has our people and our leadership over there all the time in the White House, the top medical advisors, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Redfield, Dr. Hahn, from FDA, all over there, along with our secretary, to advise him on these things. And so when those decisions are made, he's going to make a decision based on all of those things, exactly what you were talking about, both the needs of people to get back to work as well as people to be protected from this viral outbreak.
Sadly, Deputy Secretary Hagen, there seems to be an attempt by many in the media. We watched yesterday the president's White House briefing with his coronavirus response team. There's an attempt to try and drive a wedge between the medical professionals who are advising the president and the president and the vice president, trying to create tension where there isn't. It seems right now, based upon what we heard from the Surgeon General, some very, very reassuring figures are coming out. We're going to play the audio later, but the fact that 90% of those who have been tested did not have the coronavirus, and that 98% of those that had it recovered fully. These are things that all of us should welcome as positive signs, are they not?
Exactly. So we're seeing all of those things, and this attempt to drive a wedge between the president and his medical science advisors is really fairly shabby, to be honest. It is an attempt to score political points in the middle of a time when the country is really desperate to come together on an issue that affects all of us. I even echo what Dr. Fauci said. He said that the president is trying to do is balance the public health issues with the fact that this is having an enormous impact on the country. And that's coming from our side, from the side of the medical side that we're providing. They're obvious and overt about the fact that we here at HHS and our public health people understand that this is having an impact on the country. And the president, as the leader of the federal government, is in the position to try to balance all of those different concerns that the country has, both on the healthcare side and on the economic side.
Now, I'm not a medical professional, but it seems to me as if there's some very, very impressive things that have already happened. For example, the one that I find most stunning that should be in the news every single day, that Dr. Fauci talked about the fact that from the sequencing of the virus to the testing last Monday of the phase one potential vaccine took 65 days. That's remarkable, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's actually, as I think he noted, it's the fastest of this to take place in the history of vaccinology, the history of vaccine making. This is the fastest this has been done. And that is a huge credit to the American medical system and the American scientific system to be able to bring that forward, and to our partners both in outside the government, the non-governmental sector, that are really out there doing these things. Not only that, but you look at over a dozen tests have now been approved by FDA.
Yes.
That means the private sector coming forward, us working with them for them to make these new tests, getting them on in front of us working through them in rapid time, and then getting them out there. So this is is becoming a huge achievement for the country to be able to see what we're capable of. When people are put under pressure in this country, we are able to perform at the highest level.
It is
astonishing to me as somebody who's been around this sector for decades.
We've done it before many, many years ago in World War II, and we're doing it again right now. Another stunning milestone today in the president's virtual town hall from the Rose Garden with Dr. Birx. We in America have tested more people for the coronavirus in the last 8 days than South Korea, the Paragon, did in the last 8 weeks. And that's thanks to amazing people working at the Department of Health and Human Services, like Deputy Secretary Eric Hagen and all the other people on the president's team and all the people in the private sector that are making these things possible. Please follow him right now, DepSec Hagen, H-A-R-G-A-N. God bless you for everything you and your colleagues are doing. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. My friend, can I give you a suggestion? If you suffer from daily pain, try what I tried. Relief Factor is a natural substance. It's resveratrol, curcumin, omega-3s that attacks pain at the source, which is the inflammation. In my case, it was a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, the pain was gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans, and you can see their testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. If you suffer from daily pain, find out if it can work for you by taking the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You deserve to be the next success story. Find out if Relief Factor is the answer for you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Back to back, those two segments. Wow. Really, it's clear. The president has made a decision. We need to get America back on its feet. And that message is being promulgated by his surrogates across the administration. Exciting, exciting times. Thank you. Thank you for making that decision. And then Lori from Pennsylvania, that's it, saying, I don't care how much it hurts me. We don't give into the absolutely disgusting, despicable blackmail that the Democrats are trying to implement today. And if the Republicans give in, they don't deserve our support. We're going to post that as well, Lori. Hang in there, Lori. You and John, God bless you both. That's the fighting spirit. That's the American spirit. Let's go to Terry in Arkansas, line 4. Welcome to America First, Terry.
Hello, doctor.
Hey.
I just wanted to call in and give you a couple of things about, you know, what I think is going on. And it's not... what am I trying to say?
You got 2 minutes, Dave. You're going to have to get to the point.
I'm right. I'm not. It's not profound. We're on a two front war right now. The one is the virus, and the other is the Democrats.
Yes.
Okay. The clock is ticking as we speak. I'm a 24 year retired Marine. I know about war. I know what it takes to win. And you identify your enemy. You recon him, and we know where the virus is, and we need the resources to go after him. But the Democrats, at the same time, are undermining everything that we stand for, everything that we're trying to do at any cost. They don't care. There's a certain segment of our society that has completely came off the rails, and that, to me, is the virus will pass.
Yes.
The Democrats and the left and the anarchists, they're going to be with us, and we're going to have to deal with them because they never, ever miss an opportunity to stab this country in the back.
This is exactly right. The virus will pass, but the socialism, the perfidy, the treachery of the Democrats will not. To put it in military terms, it's about ends, ways, and means. The president knows the end he wishes to achieve. He has the objective. He knows the ways to achieve it. He's doing it. But the Democrats are trying to keep the means from him by blocking that bill. God bless you, my friend Terry. Will you stay on the line? I want to give you a signed copy of Why We Fight. Will you do that? All right, Terry, stay where you are. Semper Fi, you'll get a signed copy. God bless. We will be back with Congressman Doug Collins, Sean Davis of The Federalist, and Joe Concha here on America First.